You're holding Dav Chof Tes on the days, around three, four lines down from the bottom, about the Locha Tfilas HaDerech.
Take a trip, Himlech B'Kainecha. First I ask Rishus from the Yevishter. But say, and then go out. My Himlech B'Kainecha, what does it mean, like ask Rishus from the Yevishter? But say, Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Chizdeh Zu Tfilas HaDerech. That means first Dav and Tfilas HaDerech. Like what we had the Gemara before by the Sanhedrin. Before they went out to Mechama, they used to ask the Sanhedrin Rishus. And Rashi says the ask the Sanhedrin Rishus was that they should be Mestal for us. So the Indian, before you go on the Derer, before you go someplace, they asked him to Mestal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a Bracha. And who had then the minigir to go to the Rabbonim, to go to your Rashiva, go to your Rabbi also to get a Bracha before you leave. It's out of Pshat, before you go on the Derer, try and get Brachas. V'yom Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Chizda. Kol HaYotze LaDerech. Before you take a trip, or soon see when you're on your trip, you have to daven to Yevishter. Ma Tfilos HaDerech, what is the Tfilos HaDerech? Has Yirotzen Lefonecho Hashem Olakai, Shetelecheinu L'Sholem, Hashem should take me in Sholem. Now that I should have a bracha throughout my trip, I should be going to Sholem. The Tzatidenu L'Sholem, my way of going, the feet, where the trips that I take, the steps that I take, should be B'Sholem. This is Mecheinu L'Sholem, you should be Seimich me, I should have Sholem all around me. V'satileini mikav kol oyev v'oyrev v'aderech v'tishlach brocha v'masa yodai v'sitneini l'cheinu l'chesu v'rachman v'yenechom u'v'enei korei Oruch ato Hashem shemei atfila. So far this nusach was also a loshen yochid you're saying for yourself. Hey, v'satileini v'sit mecheini, everything v'satideini. So far was a loshen like yochid you're davening for yourself. When you're daven, it's filon, you should say it for Loshen Rabban. Be mishtata like you be mispalo for the whole tzibur. So Rashi, al yispalo tfilo kitzara b'loshen yochid, el b'loshen rabbin. Shemitech kach tfilos nishmas. If you daven b'loshen rabbin, then the tfilo will be nishmas. Heichi neima, how should we say, what's the nusa? This is the nusa that we do say. Yirotzel mufonecho Hashem olokeinu shetelecheinu. You say Loshen Rabban like, the Shalom. Everything is new. All the Selechenu, the Satileinu, the Satmechenu. Everything is new. B'loshin Rabbim. Mepharshim bring down that this inyan to say a bakasha b'loshin Rabbim is only a tefillah that the Rabbim says. And Marshall, this is a takona. When you go on the derech, he's supposed to make a brach. We'll soon see when. See, about everybody has this halacha to say the brach. You just say it b'loshin Rabbim. Although you see somebody sick or you have some tzara that you want him to spala privately for yourself. Then Avadi Kadavim Beloshin Yochid. There's no meaning to say Beloshin Rabbin. It's only here that everybody has this mitzvah to say a tefillah before they go on the derech. So it's hard to say Beloshin Rabbin. But if you have your own sorrow, you're davening for your own purpose, then you should say Beloshin Yochid. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizdo. Before, in Amos Matzah, Gemara, when do you start saying this tefillah is a derech? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizdo, Mishor Shemahalach B'derech. When you start your traveling, when you're on the derech. Is not before you leave the house. No, it's called Shemahalach B'derech, you're on the Derech. Now, Allah has brought down, calls the man, you're in the city, you shouldn't start saying Tfilos HaDerech. It's only when you went outside the city, 70 Amis away from the last house of the city. So, I should say it's pretty hard to get it because no matter where you travel, you always to say the houses, 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 houses. So, the kids, you have to be at least on the highway, you're on the way, not when you just left your house around the block. You have to try and be at least on the highway or on the road. Mishor Shemahalach B'derech. For the Gemara Ad Kama, so Rashi learns Zmana L'Spalo, till how long do you have time to daven? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizda Ad Parsa. So this is a big machlekes, what exactly Gemara mean Ad Parsa? Till a parsa is 4 mil, a mil is around a half a mile. So Rashi Ad Parsa, Avoloi Li'acha Sholach Parsa. That's one shot. If the first parsa is the first like 2 miles of your trip, that's when you're supposed to say it's Tfilos HaDerech. And if you didn't say it then, you can't say it anymore. That's one shot. But v'hag meforash ad kama means yivakesh leilach shei tzorach l'spalo. Fakir. How long of a trip do you have to take in order to have a chiyah to say tzfilos haderech? If you just go a short distance, you don't have to say tzfilos haderech. If between two cities there's less than a parsa in between, there's no chiyah to say. Okay, the trip has to be at least ad parsa. Afilos adrashi ein leilach ela ad parsa. Avoderech prochus mi parsa ein tzorach l'spalo tzfilosu. We're talking like this. If the trip is less than a parsa, you don't have to say Tfilos HaDerech. Now, we also hold another pshat ad parsa means, let's say you went on the derech and you didn't say Tfilos HaDerech. How much more do you have to go that you could still say Tfilos HaDerech? If you still have a parsa to travel, you can still say tefillah sederah. That's another pshat in the Gemara. We passed on that also. If you didn't say it yet, if you still have at least 2 more miles to go till you reach your city, then you're allowed to say tefillah sederah. Ve'echi matzlimah, how do we say tefillah sederah? Is ve'achiz de'wamam umet. Right, so you have to stop traveling and stand up and say it. Rav Sheshi Sama Afilu Mahalach. No, you're allowed to say Tefillah Derech even when you're traveling, when you're sitting in the car, riding the horse, whatever you're doing. Afilu Mahalach, you're allowed to say it. That's how we pass it. The Tzayi stops there and says, Avehechi Matzulay Afilu Sederech Koi. We only ask the Shalom about Tefillah Sederech. Rav Sheshi Sama Mahalach. V'kayim Lom Kresh. That's what we pass it. That you could say Tefillah Derech even when you're traveling. Rav Chizda Zatim Maramaisa, Rav Chizda Rav Sheshi Sevikazli Birucha. They both traveling together on the road. Is Kom Rav Chizda v'Kom Matzli. As Rav Chizda l'shitosa, he holds Tefillah Sederech as Davka standing up. So he stopped and stood up to say Tefillah Sederech. Omalei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked l'shama, yes, l'shamish. Mai ka'ovi Rav Chizda. What is Rav Chizda doing? So Rashi, Rav Sheshes was more renaim, he was a little blind. He couldn't see too good. So he didn't know exactly what was going on. He just knew they stopped now. So he asked l'shamish, what is Rav Chizda stopping us for? Is Omalei koyu Matzli. So the Shamish told Rav Sheshes, you should know Rav Chizda stopped because he wanted to stand up to say Tefillah Sederech. Or Malay, Rav Sheshes answered back, Leibazoi, Ukman Nami, Ledidi, let me also get up and say Tefillah Sederech. The Atli and Abim Espal Tefillah Sederech. Why? Even though Rav Sheshes holds, you don't have to stand up. Of an Indian for me, Yais Toiv Atikur Ra. About my Chavri is doing something good, doing a Dove Toiv, it's not nice that I should be doing something Ra. Said Rashi, Miyais Toiv Atikur Ra. Since I could daven standing up, Shirei Chavarai say I medis. My Chavar is standing up. Le'ekra ra lispalo mahalich. I won't daven while I'm walking, because in his eyes it's called a ra. The apple fish mutter. See, even though I'm allowed to do it sitting down, but in front of Rav Chizda, since in his eyes I'm going to be called doing something wrong, not so good, he didn't want to do like that. For the halacha, we pass on the sheishes. You're allowed to say tefillah derech even when you're driving, when you're sitting. So tomorrow, ma'yiko ben havinenu l'tefillah k'tzar. Now going back to Shimon Esrei, we have two types of tefillahs. A tefillah havinenu, that's called me'ein. These are not called main Shimon Esrei. The Havinenu was you'd say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, and you kolon all the middle brachas in one nusach. But the more my ben Havinenu, we would do like this: Letzfilas Ketzara. So the Chalal we had a Tzfilas Ketzara, but Mokem Sakana, you just say one bracha Shema Tzfilah. So the more Havinenu, Voye Letzluya Gimel Kamaisa Gimel Basraisa. But Havinenu, you have to say the first three brachas of Shimon Esrei and the last three brachas of Shimon Esrei. Just the middle 11 brachas, you call the Lord on one bracha Havinenu, and you end up with Shema Tefillah. Vayta v'chimata lebeisi, when you get home, is this head to the daven Havinenu was only if you're on the derech, you're traveling, and you're not going to be able to have kavona, your Torah, you have this head to say such a tefillah. But v'chimata lebeisi, later when you reach home, leboi lamhadu tzluye, but you don't have to daven over again. Hey, Tfilas Havinenu is called the Shimon Esrei. Because you said the first three brachas and last three, and all the bakoshas in the middle, you said them beremet in one bracha, you are yaitse mitzvah tefillah. Mashen came with tefillah ketzara, that's even a smaller bracha we had before. The makim sakon, you're afraid of the listim. You just make one bracha, shemeh tefillah, zemara loiboy litzluye loy gimel kamais. You don't have to say the first three brachas of Shimon Esrei, loy gimel basraisa, not the last three brachas. Other the chimata lebeisa, when you reach home, goyel lamahadu litzluye. You have to daven over again, because this tefillah ketzara is not called the Shimon Esrei. You didn't say main all 18 brachas, so you have to daven over again. Observe the kashrus. So why do you say tefillah ketzara altogether for? If when you get home, you have to daven over again, so why say tefillah ketzara? The pashup shat is that you're on the derech and you don't know if you're going to reach at home or not by the end of the man's tefillah. So you're afraid maybe the whole Zman will go away without davening. So it's kedai at least to say some type of bakosha. Even though you're not makayim mitzvah tefillah, but you are saying some bakosha during the Zman of tefillah, there's such an inyan. But if you do make it home before the Zman finishes, before 4 hours of the day, or else by night time you make it home before the morning, then you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei over again.
You have to go over again
to daven,
maybe?
So,
for
Kesorah
you have to.
Right, the Mursa, no, tomorrow's the Kesorah, you don't have to. That you don't have to. The Gemara Hilchasa, how we paskin, Havineinu Ma'ume. Havineinu, you're supposed to stay standing up. Because it has some type of a din tefillah, like you're saying, you don't have to daven over again. But since you have to say the first three brachas, and the last three brachas, it has a din shmoneh, so you have to say it standing up. But Shenken, tefillah kitzaram, this small bracha of shemeh tefillah, it's not called the shmoneh esrei, the mele beim umed beim halach. You could even say it sitting down. Because the only time we have a chiyuv to stand up by davening is only by shmoneh esrei. That's the only chiyuv. That's called amid lefnei Hashem. But tefillah kitzaram is not called the shmoneh esrei, you could say it sitting down also. Trashi bichimoto lebeise boy mahadul tsnuye, shre lo his palo klum, mitfilas yitches. Hey, the tfilo kitsar is not called tfilo yitches. So you have to daven over again if you make it home during this man tfilo. Right, hoye reiche vala chamor. The Mishnah says if you're running on your chamor, you don't have to come off. Tana rabbonim. Hoye reiche vala chamor, you're running on the donkey, the gi as the man tfilo, comes as man to daven shachris. Is in yesh loy mishi yochez es chamoroi yored lamata vispalav. You have somebody to watch your chamor, so then you could get off and daven, and you're not going to be torahed worrying, I maybe this can get lost. So you can have kavani, you're supposed to do that. V'yimlad, if you have nobody to watch your chamor, so by getting off you're just going to be more worried, maybe you're going to lose it, is better yoshe bimkayim of yispalav. Kedai to sit on the donkey and daven sitting. Rebbe Yaimer, Rebbe says, Benkach or Benkach, Yeshibim Kamil Yispala. Rebbe says, no, even if you have somebody to watch the Chamor, still it's Kedai to sit down and daven. Why? If he Shein Daitim, Yeshibis Allah. If you have to stand up and before you know you want to leave and you're still worried where the Chamor is going to be, you're going to have to hear this, it's Kedai to sit on the Chamor, you'll have more Yeshibadah. But the Ikka from davening is to have Kavan Yeshibadah. Oh, my brother, Vitem Rebbe Shur, Ben Levi, Allah, Rebbe, we take a Paschal like Rebbe. Then they were Moshe Feinstein passing that if you're on an airplane, Chabad is better to daven sitting down, Shmon Esri. Because you try and find a place in the back to stand up, everybody knows it's very hard to have Kavono, people don't come by and move you and you're afraid of them. So you can't have Kavono too good there. So it's Kedai to sit down, this Gemara says, it's Kedai to sit down and have Kavono.
Why can't you just hold on to the reins yourself while you're standing?
If you could. I mean, if you see to me.
I mean, I'm talking about the Hamar. Example, why don't you just hold on to the reins? But you have to find someone else to hold it for you.
I'm also staying kavon. Let's say he starts pulling in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei.
What about an animal that doesn't pull? Like, is this a Hamar or other animals?
Yeah, not any animal would be like that. The dog goes, any animal's like that. You hold him, you can never know what he's going to do. Make a taste, maybe he'll start moving from then. He'll distract you. So, Mashenk, if you're sitting, you'll have less distraction. So, it's Kedai to sit down, and you'll have more kavon that way. But Avada and Shul, you can't say that. The guy says, I'm very tired today. I'll have more kavon sitting down. Let me sit down now rather than sitting up. That you can't say. It's only here where there's a good reason for it. Now we know you're worried about what's going on, so you have a right to sit down better than standing up. So about this, the mile in standing up. The Ashton's supposed to make the trees. You have to bend down, bow down. So if you're sitting down, you can't do it. Allah has brought down, even if you were sitting down, if it's possible, just when you say Baruch Atah, to stand up, to be able to bend down, to make the kriya, you should do that. Like if you're on the airplane, it's possible to stand up just when you say the Baruch Atah, you should stand up then and bow down, then sit down, and just for the kriya, like get up. Turn around. You don't have to go down. It's not a question of sakona here. Just a question, you're not going to have enough kavana. If somebody is on the walking, he has to walk someplace now. He knows he has to get there. It's a lot of damage from Manasseh when you're walking. And since if you know you have to get someplace, if we're going to tell you you have to stop walking and start davening, you're going to have Torah in your mind, I have to go, I have to get finished, you're not going to have kavanah. So in such a case, you have a head to daven Shmoneh Esrei when you're walking. Well, the ikar for Shmoneh Esrei is to have kavanah. Yeah. We talk about this like this place also, Mechaber brings down. In the case where you have to walk someplace, you have to get there, and if you're going to stop walking, you're not going to have such kavanah, it's going to bother you, you have a head to daven Shmoneh Esrei while you're walking. Tana Rabban, Sumo Omishen Yochla Chavines Aruchas. Person is blind, or else you don't have a compass, you don't know where the Ruchas are, where Marv is, where Mizruch is. Is Yechavin Liboy Kenegadav Hashem B'Shemayim. When you're davening, the Kavon at least have as if you're davening in front of Hashem. Shenema Vispalu El Hashem. You're davening to Hashem means like as if you're in front of Hashem. Trash Chavines Aruchas, the Tzad Eretz Yisrael. You don't know where is Eretz Yisrael. Could it be in Lameimor? Like we'll soon see, tail, Yerushalayim is called a tail, Shalkol Peinaboy. Everybody turns towards Yerushalayim. When you daven, like we face towards Mizrach now, that's towards Eretz Yisrael. But if you don't know where the place is, then at least Bekavona, you have to feel the daven of Pei Hashem. For you aim at the Chutzlor. Someone like us standing in Chutzlor, Yechavon is Libu Keneger Eretz Yisrael. You should be Mechavon Keneger Eretz Yisrael. So it's two halachas. That you're supposed to face towards Mizrach, towards Eretz Yisrael, and believe what you're supposed to feel as if you're mamish in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shenema v'spalu elecho derech hartzom. We daven to Hashem derech hartzom. For you aim at Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael itself. Yechavon is Libu Keneger Yishlayim. Then me Mechavon Keneger Yishlayim. Shenema v'spalu el Hashem derech ha'ir. Asher b'chartzom. That's Yishlayim. Somebody's in Yerushalayim. Yechav nesliv b'kneged beis hamikdash. Shenema v'spalu v'la bayis hazir. So the bayis means the beis hamikdash. For yoimid the beis hamikdash, or in the beis hamikdash itself, yechav nesliv b'kneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. In the chav b'kneged the beis kodesh hakadoshim. Shenema v'spalu v'la mokim hazir. Is mokim hazir? That's the kodesh hakadoshim. That's the most the kodeshika place. For yoimid the beis kodesh hakadoshim. So it's the kohen gadol. When he went in on Yom Kippur to the kodesh hakadoshim, or when he had heter to go in there. And you want to daven there, is Yechavon es libo keneged beis hakaporis. You should face towards the Oren, towards the kaporis, that's where you should daven. For yoimid achure beis hakaporis, let's say you're in the back of the kaporis, is then yira atzmai kilo lifne hakaporis. It's not enough just to face it, because you're facing the back of it. So believe what you should feel, think as if you're in front of the kaporis. Nimtza, kum tasois, oimid the mizrach. If somebody lives on mizrach side of Eretz Yisrael, mach sepon of lamar, he should face towards Marv. The Marav, that's where we are now, we're in the Marav side of Eretz Yisrael, is Machta Ponav LeMizrach. We should face towards Mizrach. The Dorm, somebody lives on Dorm side of Eretz Yisrael, Machta Ponav LeTzofen. Face Tzofen, to be facing towards Eretz Yisrael. The Tzofen, you're living in Tzofen side, is Machta Ponav LeDorm, turns toward the south side. Nimso Kol Yisrael Machavonim Eslibo Namokim Echad. All Klai Yisrael is davening towards one place, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Om Rav Avin Vitemir Rav Avin, Amai Kuro, where's the Pasuk for this? And it says in Shir Hashirim, "Kemigdal David Savarecha, Bonal Talpius." Like his neck is like a migdal that Bonal Talpius built on top of a tail on the high point. That means tail, this high point of Yerushalayim, Shekol Pius Painaboy. Everybody's facing towards this high place. That's the base of Migdish. So Drashi, Achure Deis Akatharish B'Marav Azorah. So you Drash in back of them of the Azorah, how you Yud Aleph family 11 Amis. Chotze Mikaisel Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim Mikaisel Marovi. So you're in the back of the Kaporis in the Yud Aleph Amis, so then make believe as if you're facing in front of it. Right. So the Gemara. And Lalach is brought down, you're supposed to have both Kavonis, like you're supposed to face towards Mizrach, and the Kavon you're supposed to feel as if your mamash like in front of the Beis Hamikdash davening. Avua de Shmuel, the Gemara, Avua de Shmuel, the Levi. She have a boy lemeifik liurcha. They have to go on a journey that day. The question now is, when should daven shachris? There's a problem daven on the road. You can't daven standing up, and to daven before he leaves, it's a little bit early. So the ma'aser was having mekadmi yomatzah. You should daven before they left. Before they left in the morning, it was very early. They daven shemone esrei, but not kriyishma. So he have a moti zman kriyishma kari. When it came to zman, at least mishayakir to say kriyishma. That's in the first stage kriyishma. So the Gemara Kaman, who behold like, Kehai Tana, Titania, Hishkim Lot Tetadar, somebody has to leave early in the morning on the road, is Nevi'im Lai Shofar Fatakeya. He's allowed to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shofar early in the morning. It's even Rosh Hashanah. You have to walk someplace, and you're going to be busy throughout walking, and be Mekayim the Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar right now. The Chiddush is, even though it's before Neitzachama. But the Lechur Taisa said that it has to be after Eilos HaShachar. Like we always learn, Midiraisa, daytime starts at Eilos HaShachar. So Midiraisi, you could be Mekayim Mitzvah Shofar or Mitzvah Tefillah by Eilos HaShachar. Even though Metchilah, you're not supposed to daven Shachar until Neitzachama, or all mitzvahs you shouldn't do until Neitzachama, here b'dieved, we have to go on the Derech, you're allowed to do the mitzvahs after Eilos HaShachar. The Lulav, who then they brought the Lulav then? Umanane, he shook the Lulav. Megillah was on Purim, Vakarabor. He used to land the Megillah in the morning, and Abiyah was after Eilos HaShachar. Later, when it came to Zman of Mishayakir, when he could start saying Krishma, Kaira, he used to say Krishma. Hishkim Leisha B'Kurain, he knew he had to sit now on the wagon. He knew he had to take a journey on the boat. And it's very hard to have Kavanah on the boat. Is Mispal, you could daven now early, yes, Eilos HaShachar in the morning, before you leave. When it comes to Zman Krishma, is Kareya. Lane it later. But the Pshat is Krishma, this is Kavon with just the first Pasuk Shema Yisrael. So that Kavon is, it shayach to have, even though you're in a makam of a boat or you're riding. If it's such a small Kavon, you could have it this mana. So that is better to say Krishma this mana since you could have Kavon. Mashenkin Shmonesre is a long Kavon. So if you can't have it when you're traveling, the Yelda was Kibayat to daven Shmonesre early before he left. That's one sheet. Rav Shimon and Gamliel Leiman know Benkach or Benkach Kareya Krishma Mispal. He'll know it's not Kedai to daven early before you leave the house, nor rather wait when you're on the road and it comes as man of Mishayakir or Vesikin, say Krishma and then daven Shmonesra, even though you'll have to sit down and you'll be on the road. Why? What's his Svara? Kadesha Yisma Gulu Latvila. It's a big Svara to be Sayma Gulu Latvila. And Lamaisa, the Achrena bring down this the way we know you. That we're not knowing to daven Shmoneh Esrei early and later, Krishma. No, we're knowing if you have to go on the Derech, and it's too early now to rather wait and say Krishma and Tfilah Vizmano when you're on the Derech. You know, like Shimon Elozah. Because the Gemara of Amaikim Miflagi, what's the Machlekes of Shimon Ben Elozah and the Tanakama and Avuah de Shmuel and Levi? Masova Tfilah Me'umad Od. First one holds davening at home early, standing up, is a big Milo. So it's Kedai to daven first before you leave, standing up, rather than daven late and be Mekayim Mitzvah Sam Gula Tefillah. But Ma Sover Shimon Ben Elozah holds, no, Mitzvah Gula Tefillah. It's more Kedai to daven later when you say Krishma, and then Shimon Esrei, because you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sam Gula Tefillah, even though you have to daven then sitting down. So that's Mitzvah Machlokes. See Rashi? Rashi says the Chiddush here. Have you Mekadmi to have to leave early in the morning? Rashi Kaidim Hayim. Before the day even started. So Taisus learns Pshan Rashi, Taisus learns Avua the Shmuel of Levi. Taisus says, Pirush Rashi, Koyde Momen HaShachar. Taisus learns in Rashi, Koyde Mayayim is even before the day starts. Even before Avua HaShachar, you're allowed to daven Shmuel Esrei. But Rashi Shita. So Taisus learns Nira. He came, well, how you yayim some by Klau? The Dai name of Yayim? You can't daven Shachar at the night time. And they first start to Avua HaShachar. So before Avua HaShachar, Pshita can't daven Shmuel Esrei. Therefore, Taisus the Kach Nira, Kapirush Arach, the Mishol Amar HaShachar cover. He only davened after Olas HaShachar. But about before Olas HaShachar, he can't be Yotze Shmon Esrei. And we pass him like Taisvis. And even in Rashi, that's what Achreinim want to say, the Mordor Rehim wants to say, Rashi doesn't mean Chaydim HaYoy before Olas HaShachar. Rashi just means Chaydim HaNaitachama. But about even Rashi also asking you daven after Olas HaShachar. Chaydim HaYoy just means before the Zman when you usually daven before Naitachama. By the Rashi, the Koran of Esvina, he could be Yisuse Damya. Like you're afraid? So you can't have too much kavon if you're in a wagon or you're in the svina. Is kara krishma yantamach yizman krishma vigrenu yachakach yizbal. That's what Shimon Elozah holds. It's kedai to wait and daven after krishma. So what's the machlokes? The first one holds tefillah mumen odif. Sheyachol achaven es liboy. If you daven at home, standing up, you can have more kavon then. Nafika choyomadimim lispalim yumen. They would not put the daven mumen, but batayim. So it's tarchol lispalim baderech b'mahalach. That you won't have to daven late in the derech when you're walking, you can't have so much kavanah. So you'll just kedai to daven early. And the next one, the Shimon Elozah holds, no, since davening late will be mekayim mitzvah some gula tefillah, that's odin. So even though the mechaber himself paskins like the Tanakama that you should daven early before you leave and then say kriyas shema later, but the achrayim bring down lemaisa with no like Shimon Elozah that we never daven before kriyas shema, you should wait until at least Misha Yakir, and then say Krishma, and then daven, even if you have to be on the way, the derech. Right. Mereima umazutri hevi mechanfe beyasor beshabata derigla umasli. They used to first make a minion in the house, and daven together the minion, then they went to hear the shir. Rashi beshabata derigla shlefnei tesach beyasoris, besukis. So before the Yom Tovim, they used to give it to Russia. Umreima behira umazutri, each one his own city. For your adashonim, they used to dashin then. The shachris for your am hochim of Beis HaMedrash. In the morning, they used to go to Beis HaMedrash to hear the drosha. They started drosha early in the morning. Okay, shemegiyah, zman krishma, they came later. Misha yakir came zman krishma. Koirin, everybody used to say krishma. For your adashin dorish, adashin didn't stop. He kept on dashing no time. The yom, nishmotim umespalim, ish ish nevada. Everybody used to go out and take a break to go daven shachris. That's what they did. Well, lakach. They wanted a chapa rain and minion to daven the minion before we go to the drosha. Right to the current krishma, mispalin the smich gula tefillah. They first daven krishma and tefillah, Then they went to say the drasha to give it. That's what they used to do. Right, the Rav Sheshes, matli badi tzibur. Rav Sheshes wasn't matli to have a minion early before the drasha started. Rav Sheshes used to start the drasha early by early shachar, and when it came to zman tefila, he daven like b'yichidus. Matli badi tzibur b'yochid. So like everybody else did, either they were sitting there in the middle of drasha and he davened in the middle of drasha, or else he walked out privately to daven. Rashi, Ravashi haya Rosh Yeshiva, the Masa Machti of a Derish. He didn't daven shachas before he started his drasha. Ela, kishimagiyah zman krishma, when it came to zman krishma, loichish harbe, yachad the maturgman, haya milafonav, he like told the maturgman a lot at one shot. And while the Maturgim was saying over this pshat to the Rabbim, but explaining it to the Rabbim, he hopped around then and said Krishma. The son of Gula Tzvila, and then he like davened also then. Oh, Mispalam Yoshev, he davened sitting down. He didn't want to get up to make the tzibur have to stand up. Well, he's going to be walking out, so it's kedai for him to sit down and daven Shemoneh Esrei sitting down. Yeah. Rashi Bahadi Tzibur just means Bishar Shatziba Nishmatim or Mispalim. Because when the Tzibur used to go out to daven one by one, he sat there and daven by himself. Hinami Bahadi Tzibur means Kamaishu Yeshu Batecha Tzibur. The way he was sitting in the middle of the Tzibur, Kleimer, Shayna Yates, he didn't go out. The Rabbi Yosel, the Deisai, said Rashi Chayzer or Mispalim Umad, Lechavinus Liboy. But the Maisa later, when he came home, he used to daven Shemoneh Esrei over again. Why is it Rashi? He could have Kavana standing up. Interesting. We'll soon see the Maisa, how we pass in here. Rashi holds that even though there's a head to the station when Esther is sitting down, the Maisa can't have so much kavana sitting down. Havada, when a person is standing up, right, says in the shuffling, the daven's normal, that's when you could have more kavana. There are sheishes, Aftuch the Tziburi, he didn't want to stand up then, he davened Shemoneh Esrei sitting down. But later, when he went home, he davened over again, standing up, because he could have more kavana that way. That was Rav Ashi's Maisa. That's Rabbi Yochid. New Yishev Kiyah. Mar and Zatmar. Kiyah the Osel Beitza. When he came home, heard the Ramatzli. Mumet. He used to daven over a second time standing up. And like Rashi says, because he felt he could have more kavana that way. But the Ma'is Lalachi, we don't fear the like this. The Ma'is Lalachi, you were traveling and you had a daven sitting down. Later, even if you reach home when it's still Zman Shemoneh Esrei, we don't Zman Shachris. We don't daven over again. We're not laying like Rav Ashi did. Rav Ashi himself held you're supposed to daven over again. Amrilei Rabboni. Rabboni asked Rav Ashi, "Belevet ma kim reimu mazutra? Why didn't you do like reimu mazutra?"
Well, what did they do?
Having the chatzim, they got a minion together to daven early. So the kashrut of Ashi, why don't you also get a minion together to daven early in your house before you went to drasha? Amalu trichli milsa. Says too much tircha for me to do that. So first you learn with too much tircha to get a minion together. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns Trich Lemusa Liyacha Beitza Medrashat Shispalu. He didn't want to wait to give shir. The Talmidim were in the yeshiva waiting ready to hear shir from early Elas Hashachar. He felt it wasn't nice if I'm going to be home davening while they're waiting for me. So it's kedai for him to start this shir right away and Mamish daven later sitting down and for his daven standing up when he came home. Kedimar Velevit Mar. Why don't you do like them? Stop daven yourself early in the morning before you left the house. I never saw anybody older than me do like that. As I didn't see people metchila daven Shemoneh Esrei very early in the morning and then first Kriya Shema later. Like we're not learning like that. As our minig is that later when it comes to Man Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema, and then first later you could say Shemoneh Esrei, even though it means you have to be sitting down or going on your derech. Rashi Chazin Lul Rabbanu Kshishim Minon Yad Yochi Shiyadim Otfil LeKriya Shema. I never saw people be nice like that to say Kriya Shema, to daven early and say Kriya Shema later. Luka Kibon Demantim Mitzvila Ad Zman Kriya Shema. Since I used to wait till Zman Kriya Shema, Mele Mitzvah Lismach Tfila Achagula. The Mitzvah to daven after I said Kriya Shema. Lefikach Mispalam Yoshevim Koymilas Kedai for him. To first say Kriya Shema later b'zmanoi, and Shemoneh Esrei said sitting down. Well, if he shein daiti mishavas of kol kach, about when he was sitting down, he couldn't have that much kavonim. The part he was only sitting, his sarvlas was falling daisa. Even according to Rashi, you see how the kavonim wouldn't make that much of a difference. Churbayos will be davening sitting down to say you're going to have much more kavana when you're standing up. I don't know. So my thought, so we're not knowing to daven over again. If you have to daven sitting down, Allah Kareem, you could daven the Yitzhak Tfilah that way. And when you come home, you don't have to daven over again. So the Mishnah.
You're up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rebbe Loza ben Azariah, Rebbe Loza ben Azariah says, Today in Tfilah HaMusof HaMela B'chov Yir, you only have a chiyah to daven Musaf on Shabbos, or whenever you daven Musaf, only in the Chov Yir. So Rashi learns, "Ain tefillah samusof mele bechov ear" means lo tiknu ela betzibur. Chov ear just means a ear, a city that has a tzibur. If you have a tzibur there, you have to daven musaf. Rashi says chov ear means chaburas ear, means there are people gathering together. There's a chabur in the city. Avolerli yochad. That's the chiddush tov. If you're done davening privately by yourself, then you have no chiv, or you can't daven musaf. That's from Blazim Azai Shita. That you can't daven musaf. That's all. Only the rabbim, not the yechidus. The chomer and the chomer say no. Bechov ear, v'shloi bechov ear. Like we paskin, whether you daven with a tzibur, whether you daven be yechidus, still avadi, you have to daven musaf. There's no difference. The tefillas musaf is mesukin, whether you're in a chov ear or else v'shloi bechov ear. It doesn't make enough gemina. In both places, you have to daven musaf. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Just wait till the end of the tape, then turn over, continue on the other side.